Three people are running to replace retiring Democrat Bill Owens. The 21st congressional district spans more than 16,000 square miles and includes all or part of 12 counties. The poll released Thursday evening shows Republican Elise Stefanik leading Democrat Aaron Wolf 46-33%. Green Party candidate Matt Funicello has 10%, and 11% of voters are undecided. The Siena Poll's Steve Greenberg notes that despite Owens' electoral success in the North Country, the district has a 13-point Republican enrollment advantage, which matches the Republican candidate's lead.
In this district right now, Stefanik has a 13-point lead as a Republican, but in the gubernatorial race in this district, Cuomo, the Democrat, has a 9-point lead. So clearly there are a lot of swing voters in this district. And what we have in this race is two political newcomers to the district. Neither one has very strong roots in the North Country. We're in the early stages of this campaign, and I expect that voters over the course of the next few weeks are going to learn a lot more about the candidates. And I would say this is a very fluid race at this point.
Stefanik campaign spokesman Lenny Alcivar says the poll reflects growing enthusiasm for the candidate, a former Bush White House aide and first-time office seeker.
It certainly reaffirms that Elise Stefanik and her bipartisan message for the future of the district is going to resonate with voters across the board. The more voters get to meet Elise Stefanik, the more they're going to trust her with their votes in November.
Democrat Aaron Wolf, a filmmaker, was unavailable for comment, but the campaign responded in a statement saying, quote, "I will continue to work hard to talk with as many voters as I can about ways we can work together to create jobs, grow the middle class, and boost the North Country's economy. Our momentum is building," unquote. Pollster Greenberg noted that the poll also shows that 10% support Green candidate Matt Funicello.
That's a big number. Generally speaking, third-party candidates don't hit double digits. Generally speaking, a Green Party candidate is more likely to be taking votes away from a Democrat than they are from a Republican.
Funicello expects his numbers to grow as more people become familiar with him.
What I find most interesting about the poll results is not just the fact that we're already in double digits, but one of the things I was told by another reporter is that 18% knew my name. If I've only got 18% aware of who I am and over half of them are voting for me, imagine what's going to happen when my name recognition is 70%, and that's what the televised debates can do. So we're incredibly excited because I think this really does prove that this isn't pie in the sky. We really have a very good chance to win this race.
The Siena Polling Institute also released a poll assessing the 19th congressional district race. Republican incumbent Chris Gibson is leading Democratic challenger Sean Eldridge 57-33%, a 24-point lead. 10% of voters are undecided. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.